Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis of Masech Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. So we've already explained the halacha of carrying a tzlochus shel palyaton out into Rosh Hasharabim, which is like this this thing that has sweet-smelling oils in it for a person who suffers from body odor. So now the Gemara is going to discuss why this is such a wonderful thing. So the pasuk that tells us Musar for the Jewish people that they don't listen to the nevuos of Peronos and that they're too busy indulging themselves. The pasuk in Amos says, "Vereishis shmanim yim shachu," that they anoint themselves with the most amazing oils. Amar Avidom Shmuel, "Ze palyaton." That's this special oil called palyaton. So ask the Gemara, "Masav Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef says, "You know, the Brisa tells us that after the Churban Bayasheni, they made a gezerah on a lot of things, life's indulgences, so that we can remember the Tsar of the Churban. Af al palyaton gazar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava made a gezerah not to use palyaton v'lo hodulo, and the Chacham said no, they did not agree to that gezerah. They hold that it's mutter to use palyaton even after the Churban Habayis. V'yam mishum tanug, but if you can say that it's something that's particularly enjoyable, that it's very indulgent, and the Navi is being mochiach them for indulging themselves, amay lo hodulo, why not make a gezerah against using it after the Churban Habayis? It would seem to be the perfect thing to make a gezerah on. And further, the Gemara asks on Rav Yosef, Amr le Abaye, so Abaye says Rav Yosef, according to you that the Chachamim had to aser after the Churban any tanug that's mentioned in the Navi's Tochacha, meaning if you're, by the line of reasoning of your question, that they should have had to make a gzera on palyaton because it's such an indulgent item that the Navi singled it out. Well, Hadr Siv, the Pasuk in that same Tochacha, after those tanugim, it says, Hashosim b'mizrake yayin. Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi, chad amar kanish kanin, that mizrake yayin means a certain tall glass kli that has two or three branches that come out of the sides and go to the height of the kli in order that you're able to drink, that three people are able to drink from it at the same time. And when you put wine in the opening of the kli, all the branches fill with the wine. That's called mizrake yayin because the wine is thrown into all the different sections of the kli. The chadom are shemizrakin kososayan zelazeh, that they would throw their kosos from one to the next through a certain type of expertise without spilling kosos. They would take kosos full of wine and manage to throw them to each other. So achinami d'aser, you're going to tell me that that's aser nowadays after the churban habayis, and don't tell me that it is because vaharab Rab Huna iklal b'reish galusa. One time Rab Rav Huna went to the reish galusa v'shasa b'knishkanin. They were drinking from such kelim, and he didn't say anything. So it's Kasha and Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, we have to aser kanishkanin. So the fact that we didn't aser it shows that we don't make a gzeira on all ta'anugim after the Churban Habayis. Elokomi didis beitanug v'ispe simcha. Anything that involves both its indulgence and simcha, gazra rabbanan. The rabbanan aser because of the tsar of the Churban. Aval mi didis beitanug v'lespe simcha. But something that has a sense of indulgence, but not a sense of simcha, logos rabbanon. The rabbanon do not ask it based because of the tzar of the churban, and therefore they were not gozer on the shemen palyaton, even though there is some tanug by being by anointing oneself with it, because there's no simcha in doing so, and that's why they weren't gozer on drinking this kanishkanin wine. That even though there's tanug by drinking it, there is no simcha by drinking dafka from such a kli. So once the gemara explains the pasuk in the Tochacha that the Navi gives, that talks about the Shemen Palyaton, we explain the other Tochachos of the Navi as well. So we're going a bit off topic over here. It says in the Tochacha, Hashochvim al mitos shein usruchim al arsosam. Amar Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Sruchim means melamed shayim ashtin in mayim b'fnei mitosehen arumim. They used to urinate totally unclothed in front of their beds, which is a disgusting thing. That's why sruchim means something that's like smelly or foul. Megadif for Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says that can't be. He totally rejected such a pshat. E hachti, if that's what the aver was, haynu tchsiv. Then the rest of the pasuk says l'chein ata yiglu b'rosh golem. That the rest of the pasuk doesn't make sense. Why mishum demashtin? They're going to suffer such a terrible incredible end that they're going to be that they're going to have they're going to be the first to galus. So what kind of an avera did they do? It's just a little bit gross, but they didn't do such an avera to deserve such a thing. Ella Amar Rabbi Avos. Rabbi Avos says Elu ben Adam sheyu ochlim v'shosim zeh imzeh. Now what we're referring to are people that would indulge with each other, and because they would eat together with their friends' wives, it led to znus. They would put their beds together and they would wife swap with each other. And their own beds would be fouled up with other people's shichva zera. Yeah, that's why you go barosh golem. That's why you get such a terrible and terrible punishment of being sent barosh golem. But it's not simply by urinating in front of their beds. So now we list three things that bring a person to become poor. Someone who totally unclothed urinates in front of his bed. Someone who's not careful to wash his hands for a meal. And his wife curses him in front of his face. So the Gemara explains that these are the things that lead to anias. That's only if he's facing toward his bed when he's urinating, because that's particularly disgusting. But he's facing away from his bed, less lanba. Then you don't have to worry that that's going to lead him to become poor. And even when he's facing toward his bed, it's only going to lead him to poverty if he urinates on the ground. But if he urinates into a kli, then it's not a problem. Then it's not going to lead to anius. When we say someone who's not careful about netilas yadayim is going to be poor, that's only if he totally neglects netilas yadayim. But if he partially washes, he doesn't wash with a ton of water, he doesn't rub his hands together, he takes an exact revius mitzumtzum of water, that he doesn't have to worry about being poor. V'lav milsihi. But Rava says that that's in fact, the Gemara says, what Rava says is in fact not correct. Amar Rav Chista, anomasi b'lo chafni maya, I washed my handfuls of water, v'yahavali m'lo chafni tivusa, and therefore I was given a whole handful of blessing, min hashamayim, mida k'neged mida. So you see that if you use a very minimal amount of water, you're not going to be zocha to osher, meaning that it's a particular skula to use a lot of water, that a person is going to be zocha to ashirus. And that's against Rava, who said that, no, you're not going to be poor just because you use a very tiny amount of water. And then the third item on the list was v'she ishto mekalal to b'fanav. And Amar Rava, Rava qualifies that as well. Al iske tach shiteha. It's only if she curses him because of he refuses to buy her tachshitim. V'hani mili hu de isle v'lo avid. And that's only going to be a problem that's going to lead him to anias if he has the money and he doesn't take care of his wife. So a sgula for a person to become poor is a person who has money but decides not to spend it on his wife. So if he doesn't take care of her properly, then he's not going to have the money to be able to spend on his wife. Now the Gemara explains the pasuk from another tocha that also discusses the averos of harayos, because the Navi tells us about the benos tzion that were married and they used to walk in a non-snua way and they would want people to look at them. They would want to be head turners. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Yan ki gavu benos tzion v'tilachna netuyos garon u'mesakros enoyim haloch v'tafof tilachna uveragleim ta'akasna." Is a pasuk in Yishayahu. So Darish Rav Breid Rav Ilai, my dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says in the Musr the Navi gives to the benos Yisrael, "Vayomer Hashem Yan ki gavu benos tzion"? What chet is this that they were gavu, that they were elevated, that they were risen up? So Rava Breid Rav Ilai explains, they would walk with upright stature in a way that would make them look taller than they really were, and they would walk with an outstretched neck, and they would walk with a heel in front of their toe, meaning they would walk like a catwalk kind of thing, where everyone, you know, a very pronounced kind of walk that would attract attention, and that means they would put in a lot of makeup on their eyes. pies, and they would make gestures with their eyes and to the young men. Halach v'tafof shayim ahalchus harucha b'tzad k'tzara, that a woman would walk. A taller woman would walk next to a shorter woman to draw more attention to herself. Over aglayan ta akasna, Amrabi said Rabbi Ami, Mlamit Shematilus Marva Parsimal Bimnaleon, a trick they used to use was that they used to put like nice smelling spices in their shoes, Umahalchus Bashuk Yerushalayim, and then they would walk in the streets of Yerushalayim, Vikim Shamagios Eitel Bechuri Yisrael, Boatos Bekarko, Matizus Aleh, Machnisus Ben Yetzara, Karas Bekotlus. When they would see a group of young men, they would dafka stamp with their feet to let the perfumes come out of their shoes, and the young men would smell it, and it would cause them a tremendous yetzer hara. So the Gemara explains the punishment for these benos tzion that the pasuk tells us about. The pasuk says, "Vayatachas bosem makihia, v'tachas chagora nikva, v'tachas masa mikshakorcha, v'tachas psigil machgoras sak ki tachas yofi." So the Gemara explains, "My pronosehem, what was the onish of these benos tzion?" Kedarish Rab Barula, Darshan the Pasuk, Vayetachas Bosem Makihia, means Makum Shemus Paspusmo, Nasin Nimokim, Nimokim, that the place that they would be mispasim, that they would put perfumes, became rotted and melted away. Vayetachas Chagora Nikva, Makum Shayuchogras Batzilzel, where they would put on these beautiful belts, Nasin Nikafim, Nikafim, they had injuries and wounds. Vayetachas Maisa Miksha Korcha, Makum Shayuchogras, the hair on their head that they used to comb and try to make look beautiful, nasa krachim krachim, became these giant bald spots. V'tachas psigul machgores sak psachma mevin lidei gila yu lemachgores sak. The entrance ways that they that brought them to that place would be would the places where they would go were wearing sackcloth. Kitachas yofi, because all of these things will come because of their yofi that they took advantage of and tried to get the young men to be enticed by. That's what people always say as a mushal, that beauty turns into like pimples that have like all sorts of pus and it becomes disgusting. So Gemara explains another punishment that the Navi mentions. V'sapach Hashem kadkod benos tzion. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina malamid shapar ben saras, that they got saras. K'siv hacha v'sapach u'k'siv hasam l'sa'es u'l'sapachas. So you see that it's a lashon of saras. V'Hashem pashein ya'are. So pashein is a lashon of pischehon. So Rav Ushmuel chad amar shenishpachu kikiton, that they had a dam ziva that would flow out of them like it's pouring out of a kli. B'chad amar shenasu pischehon kiya'ar, that they had so much hair and also makom that it became difficult to have tashma shamit with them, became like a forest. So the Gemara explains the punishment of the Anshei Yerushalayim bizman achurban. Amar Avidom Rav, Anshei Yerushalayim Anshei Shachat Hayu. The Anshei Yerushalayim were disgusting people. They were Balei Gaiva. Adam Omer Lechavera B'mesa Adita Hayom. Someone would ask someone else, what did you enjoy today? Meaning, what was your Tashmish Hamita like today? B'pas Amela, was it with well-kneaded dough? Or B'pas She'ena Amela, or dough that wasn't so well-kneaded? And what he meant to ask is, did you sleep with a Bu'ula or Besula? B'yayin Gordoli, or B'yayin Chardoli? Did you have white wine or red wine? Meaning, what was the complexion of the woman that you were with? B'meis av rachav or b'meis av katzer? So they would use these expressions that made it sound like they were talking about a suda, but they were clearly talking about a woman. So they were saying, did you sit on a wide couch or a narrow couch? Meaning, was it a fat woman or a skinny woman? B'chaver tov or b'chaver ra? Did you have good company or not good company? Meaning, was it a beautiful woman or not? Amar av chistav v'kulon l'znos. All of these things, their kavana was to refer to Znos. So Amar Achla, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Atzei Yerushalayim, the firewood of Yerushalayim, Shel Kinamon Hayu, was Atzei Kinamon. B'Shal Shayim Asikin Behen, when they light the oven, Recha Nodif B'Chal Eretz Yisrael, it had this beautiful cinnamon smell in all of Eretz Yisrael. U'Mishachar V'Yerushalayim Nignezu, V'Lo Neshtayir Ela Kasam. Sa'ora, and when Yerushalayim was destroyed, that special firewood was hidden away, and only all that's left of it is the size of a barley of such firewood. And it's in the treasure houses of Tzamtzama'i Hamalkas. This is also part of the punishment of those people who did not behave themselves before the Churban of Yerushalayim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph.